So I'm really pleased to be here, and thank you to all of you. I know you had to hunt to find this room. At least I did. I don't know. Maybe you have a better sense of direction than I do. But so thank you very much for coming. I'm presenting this on behalf of our team, our Egyptian team. Mohamed Amin is the first author, and is in Egypt right now collecting more data. So we do not have any relationships to disclose. Little background on what we're doing, or what we have done. We're interested in the general question of communication, healthcare provider communication with patients. And in particular, we became interested, and Mohamed really led on this, the question of how does the perception that you have had enough time in your visit with the physician then impact on perceptions and possible behavior in the future with regard to medication adherence. So that was the general framework for this. Partly why this is so important is because there's a fair amount of literature that if one perceives one's communication not to have been sufficient around medication, there's a greater chance of non-adherence. And I actually come from a perspective that sometimes non-adherence is okay. So I wanted to say that. But we also want to have people make informed choices about that. So that's the flip side of that. There are several communication models, including the health collaboration model, that identifies specific elements of communication as being important to achieve outcomes of interest. So we had some research gaps that we found in the literature, that he found in the literature, really, of studies that examine communication and underuse of medications, but there's really very little that paid attention in addition to the underuse of medications subsequent to having a healthcare visit, looking at overuse of medication. So Mohamed included that as well. And I'm sure this is a shared interest among all of us. There's very little on anything related to this in developing countries. So one of the things that we hope to contribute to was actually looking at some of the issues that we have had that chance to look at here in the U.S., looking instead in a country which is overburdened in terms of its healthcare system and places, and has a very different kind of social cultural background. So the objectives were to examine patient perceptions of the length of their previous patient-physician consult, and then its relation to self-reported possibility of non-adherence, either in terms of overuse or underuse of a medication, and also looking at the perception of the length of the consult in the visit to their reported unmet drug information needs, and then just looking at that all in relation to patient characteristics. This was a cross-sectional study in Alexandria, Egypt. 20 outpatient pharmacies collaborated in the study. There were 366 patients that were interviewed in the study. A trained interviewer invited people to participate in the study as they were leaving the pharmacy. So people had just filled a medication prescription, were about to leave the pharmacy, and they had a very friendly interviewer approach them and, following IRB-approved procedures, invite them to participate. And we had pretty good participation. The inclusion criteria was over 18 years of age. Again, they just had obtained one or more drugs for a chronic condition. I should mention that was a chronic condition, so it wasn't an acute thing. And they had no visible cognitive or physical impairments. And this took place in 2007, so it was before the Arab Spring. The method, again, was interview. And for the purposes of this paper, we're going to talk about these four measures in particular that were asked. And these are dichotomous. Would you decrease the dose of a drug you are consuming without consulting a healthcare professional? Yes, no. Would you increase the dose of a drug you're consuming without consulting a healthcare professional? Yes, no. Do you feel the physician spent enough time with you during your visit? Yes, no. And then we gathered additional information on their age and their gender and educational achievement. So we did descriptive statistics. We did chi-square tests. We used logistic regression because there were times we wanted to look at the controller variables of age and education as it related to the outcome variables of interest. So these were the results in terms of just the sample description. You can see the age was, the mean age was 47. We had quite a range. A little more than half were female. In terms of education, a little more than a third had completed university, which was, you know, we were in Alexandria where the University of Alexandria is. So, and then we had a little over a third who were at sixth grade or less in terms of the education they had. In terms of number of drugs, you can see that we had quite a number there who had multiple drugs. 60%, about 60% had three or more drugs. So these were, many of the people had considerable drugs that they were managing. About a little more than half said that they had spent enough time with the physician. So it's really interesting, quite a number said that they had not. About 69% needed more information, said they needed more information on their drugs. And a little over a quarter were open to decreasing the dose of the drug without consulting with any healthcare professional, physician, pharmacist, nurse, whomever. And about 15% were open to increasing the dose. So it was fewer who said they were be likely to increase, but nevertheless, there was that group. Now, just to give you a little description of what's on this slide, the red is people who say that they do not need more information about their drugs. The blue is the group that say they need more information. And the thing that kind of leaps out here is how many people are saying that they need more. When we actually did our logistic regression, we did find that there was a significant difference exactly in the direction that we had predicted with those who felt that they had adequate time, a little fewer of those saying that, actually significantly more, saying that they didn't need more information about their drugs. Those who said they had inadequate time saying, a greater percentage of those saying that they did need more information about their drugs. So this is, again, their perception, but it's in the direction that we would have expected. And that's with the controller variables of age and education. We found the same direction with regard to the percent who said they might decrease a dose without consulting with any kind of health care professional, whether it's a physician or a pharmacist. Might increase the dose without a consult, same. So it's interesting to just look at the people here who report they had adequate time with a physician. And one of the things that leaps out at you is that the more drugs that people have, not surprisingly, the percentage of patients who report adequate time with physician, you can see, is going down. So the higher the number of drugs, the greater the perception that that they would need more time. That's such an obvious thing when you think about it, isn't it? But so why don't we do something about this? I don't know. That's always the question. Like, these things that seem so obvious. And then again, with regard to patient education, the percent of patients who report adequate time with a physician also tend, if they have had university, to report that they had sufficient patient education. Those with primary or less background are more likely to say that they needed more time. So again, we not only have the people who have more medications required, but also have lower education reporting that they needed more time. At least that was their perception. So what are the implications of all of this? And again, a limitation here is that we're simply talking about the perception of patients. They were all in the pharmacy getting their medications filled. So these are people just with chronic conditions having just filled a medication. So our sample is just constrained to that. Anyway, one of the implications is that healthcare providers really do need to take the time, you know, to really talk with and listen to and elicit what are the concerns, questions of their patients. I teach a communication class in the School of Pharmacy, and I don't think this is any different here in the United States as it is in Egypt. So this is something that we share. But I do think that we need probably more physician-patient communication training in order to help people be efficient and effective in compressed time. It's not necessarily that you need more time, I would argue, but you need to be able to take and use that time as efficiently as possible and as effectively as possible, which means finding out from people what they most are concerned about and then trying to make sure that you respond to that. And then second, it seems that our data would, especially Mohammed's data, would suggest that healthcare providers need to attend more to what are the characteristics of the person they're dealing with. If they are dealing with somebody who has a number of medications, you know, don't just assume it's the same as the person who has one medication. The person who has 13 medications, even though they've been on them for a long time and might appear to be fully able to manage those medications, may have a number of medication questions about other things than just the one new medication that's being prescribed, for example, or the dose that's just being changed that they've been talking about. That opportunity for the patient to say, well, actually, I care about getting off the medication that I am on, you know, that wasn't even addressed, might be equally important to that person. So finding out, especially for people who have multiple medications, what are their concerns and questions is important. And those who have lower education status in particular to take special pains to make sure that is identified. So we have some references you can turn to, and thanks for listening.